This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 405. Happy Thursday to you. We have Magic Amanda in studio with us. She's on the studio cam right now. You can watch us on Facebook. You can watch us on YouTube. Thanks for all the views. We really appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Awesome. So tell us your story. Just like take your time. Start from the beginning.
Oh, well, back on January 7th, 19... No, I'm just kidding. No, well, I mean, what do you want to know?
How'd you get into this?
The joke is that back in third grade, so it's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely not a third grader by any means anymore. My parents wouldn't let me have a Scholastic magic kit. Do you remember the Scholastic
yes.
and everything?
Yeah.
Yep. They didn't let me have it, so I pursued it, and it was way more expensive than the route I went. So that's just the joke about it. But do you remember, like, in the 90s with Lance Burton and David Copperfield
sure.
and specials? I wanted to be like them growing up, but I wasn't able to fly, so when I fell out of that tree, I learned my lesson and got into card magic.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you ever get into magic wheels?
Yeah, but I was terrible at it. Like,
you tried.
You know, as a kid. Yeah.
We all had a kit.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone had a kit.
Yeah, and I would, like, I'm going to learn a card trick, and then I would just ruin it. Like, did you have the seven of spades? No. All right. Well,
I'm done.
Yeah. I'm going to do something else.
So you're Penn and Teller, the magic show, Fool Penn and Teller. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I auditioned originally for season 10, and I had been working with the magician consultant, Brent Braun, and I didn't hear anything back from them. So a little disappointed, but, you know, life goes on. There's worse things in the world. So and then later on, long story short, this is going to sound so random. I was up in New York. I met Scary Spice. Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Mel B.
Yes. Okay. My people. And she complimented me and she complimented my accent. And I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I came back from that trip and I was like feeling empowered. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to audition. I know tomorrow's the last day. I'm going to resubmit that video. I'm going to go to Love Woo Bar tonight and film my set and just submit it and see what happens. And then the next day, well, it feels like the next day, don't fact check me on that stuff, but I'm like, then like the next day I get an email saying, like, we have you scheduled for an interview on Monday over Zoom. And it was from the producers. I'm like, This is go time now. Holy moly.
That's when I would have gotten out of it.
He's like, yep, I'm done.
Yeah, I would have had COVID. I just wanted you to say you wanted me. I didn't really want to be on it. So, well, what are you going to do for us today?
So, like I said, I'm not very great with illusions. I'm more low-key, parlor-style, close-up magic. I brought a deck of cards. In fact, I was thinking maybe we could create a trick together.
Okay.
All right. The three of us. Okay.
Yep. Go.
Perfect. So the first part is deck of playing cards. And let's see, who would mind telling me to stop?
Rach.
Okay, I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. So I'll come around to you. I'll hand you this card.
Okay.
I'll hand you this card.
Very nice.
Okay. And then I'll hand you this card. And you all can show each other. Just don't let me see. I'll turn.
Okay, so everybody can see but you.
Yeah. And I'll go look in the monitors if possible so I can get an advantage.
I can't see these. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to turn back around. And would you mind placing your card anywhere in the deck? Okay, perfect. And then no sneaky sleight of hand. Would you mind placing it anywhere in the deck?
All right.
Awesome. And samesies for you. Okay, perfect. And who out of the three is the best shuffler here?
Not me.
That's a good question. Maybe wheels.
Well, by that I'll do it. Yeah, by that definition, I'll be all right.
Going,
you guys are both like, no, I can do this a little bit. Not too great, but I can do it a little bit. Perfect. So, how many times do you want to do it? Do you want it like just a minute or two? Is that good?
Oh, more? Just shuffle as much as you want. Because we're going to use a different deck of cards. It's all right. I'm just kidding. So here I have what we call a life hack deck. So let's say I'm getting stuck on a magic trick and I don't know how I want to end it. I could find a card by looking inside a hot dog. So it's just a bunch of different options on how to find a card. So I can find a card while wearing a hot dog costume.
I think it's for Andrew.
I was going to say, I think I wrote these with my nephew. But this one, it can find a card with help from the Spice Girls. So I think that's pretty cool. So a bunch of different ways we can find your cards. Okay. So you told me to stop first, so we'll have you do that again. So tell me when to stop.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. We'll have you take that card.
Okay.
Right, and then we'll give you this one.
Awesome.
And then back to you. Okay. Now these I can see. That is okay. And I have not.
So we can show you these.
Yeah, you can show me these.
Right.
So you picked the first card, and what does yours say?
Mine says, find a card inside your pocket.
Okay. So right off the bat, we're at a challenge. Okay. I haven't touched these cards.
No.
You've shuffled.
Yep. It's on camera, too, so it's pretty clear. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And you remember what your card was?
Yes.
Red card?
Yeah.
High value card.
Yeah.
King of Hearts?
Yes.
Here it is. The King of Hearts.
How did you do that?
You're a wizard.
One down.
We used to burn people for less. You get one trick and that's it.
That's ridiculous.
All right. Okay. So
read this one?
Yeah.
All right. This one says, find a card in a spectator's hand.
Now, are you okay if we do a little
Whatever.
Hand?
Yeah.
Okay. So find card in spectator's hand. Perfect. Would you mind holding your hand out? Okay. And place your other hand on top of it. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. And this is in my magic show at the children's show. I had them start chanting pancakes.
Pancakes.
That's fine with us.
Pancakes.
We usually do that at 4:11 anyway.
And was your card?
That is ridiculous.
So we got the 8 of clubs. All
that is that is the card for sure.
Yes. So we're two. Now
yeah, two for two.
Find yours. And what is yours?
Mine says, make the deck vanish.
This one?
You can feel it, can't you?
Dave.
No way.
I'm scared.
Dave, you tell me when to go, Dave.
Put it behind your back.
Put it behind my back? All right, like the whole thing. I can't. I have really short arms, so I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get it there.
No,
there. All right, it's behind my back. This is as good as getting. So now.
Went away.
Okay, go ahead and show them that you really did make the deck vanish.
Yeah.
And what card?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that your card?
Yes.
Dave's card.
Oh, my gosh.
This was the deck. I don't know what the hell happened.
So it happened in your hands?
Yes. I mean, you just saw it. My hands were nowhere other than what you just saw. And this thing right there replaced
Rachel's
the deck.
Sweating.
That's stupid. That is so cool.
Okay, how'd you do it? That's fun.
Man, that's like real magic.
Yeah.
Like, that's not sleight of hand. You're a wizard.
You did great. Thanks for helping me out.
I know. I mean, that was all me. Thank you.
What did it feel like?
Thank you. What do you mean? Felt like there was a deck of cards in my hand, and then there wasn't. But I mean, like,
scared.
It felt like it was there the whole time. And then when you're like, all right, it feels the same weight. It's the same size. And you look around, and it's now plexiglass.
Wow.
Instead of a deck of cards. So I don't know. I didn't feel anything pass through my hands.
Is this what she did for Penn & Teller? Is this like...
No.
No. Uh-uh. Next level stuff?
So I don't know if I can...
It's okay if you can't tell us.
It's
all right. Not yet. Yeah. Not yet.
Not yet.
All right.
It's okay.
No.
That feels like you have to learn that at Hogwarts.
That trick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That'd be so much fun to do. I would only need one trick. If I just do one trick like that, just do it over and over again.
We got people commenting said, does she float? Then she's a witch.
Very small pebbles. You want to do anything else?
That's...
Do you have anything else? I saw a rabbit.
Oh, yeah. So it's tradition that every time I do a show that I start my show off with pancakes. Oh, thank you.
Pancakes.
This is pancakes.
Oh, pancakes is the rabbit.
Pancakes is the rabbit.
All right.
Yeah, and pancakes... goes to
oh my
work
God, it's alive.
Yeah, so Pancakes goes to work with me and meets all the kiddos in the daytime and then hangs out with me at night and for my magic gigs. And right now, Pancakes needs somebody to pick a number between 1 and 10.
Rach.
7.
Okay, Pancakes knew you were going to pick the number 7. Round of applause, round of applause.
Nice.
Yeah,
good job, Pancakes.
Take a bow. All right, what about this? Pancakes now needs a color, either red or black.
Black.
Pancakes? Yep. Round of applause.
Wow,
round of applause.
She could take Andrew's job.
Man, this is psychic.
And now Pancakes needs, what do you need? Oh, clubs or spades. Somebody say clubs or spades.
Spades.
All right. You got it, Pancakes. Good job. All together, you friends created the 7 of spades, and Pancakes knew that. Round of applause. Round of applause. Hey!
I feel taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Pancakes. No, Pancakes. Oh, look at him. He's peeking. Don't believe him. He's fine. Because inside his top hat is a deck of playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
And all the cards are facing one direction, except for your card, the 7 of spades. Look at all this pancake fuzz, too.
Yeah.
It's that time of year they shed.
Yep. So this only works, though, if we chant.
Okay.
Pancakes.
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 Just stop.
Pancakes.
How did you do it?
Now I have to burn the rabbit, too. We're going to be so busy burning people tonight.
Oh, my God.
His name will be Burnt Toast.
I'm like a foot away from where this is happening. I have no idea what's happening. A foot.
It's crazy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
Thank you.
I can't wait till you leave, but I mean, it's really impressive.
Dave's like, are we going to be in trouble?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to burn some sage later.
Oh, no.
Obviously in league with the Devon. But...
That's very cool, man. Very cool.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So do you mostly do shows like at bars or kids stuff or everything? Or
mix of everything. So lots of kids' birthday parties, and corporate events, and corporate keynote speaking. Right now, I'm at Love Woo Bar on the first Friday of the month, and we are announcing that I'm the new resident magician at Magic Mini Golf, which I'm super excited about. So if you're interested in booking me, you can also book me through Magic Mini Golf and, you know, see some close-ups, see Pancakes.
You're not
going to
know what's happening, I can promise you that.
Pancakes is very cute. I just want it on the record for people who are not watching the stream.
Yes.
Pancakes is an extremely cute bunny.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
This has been weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it, Amanda.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wheels, got a stairway?
Yeah, sure. Let's do a couple. We got a couple of different things we can do. And there's been a few things on the list that I wanted to get to, but I want to get to this one that's related to sports, but it's something that goes a little bit beyond that too. And so you a lot of buzz about the four nations, right? The United States and Canada, and that first game with all the fighting, it got a lot of the hot take people on TV giving their stupid hot takes. And I don't know if you know the ESPN personality, Molly Karam.
I do.
On TV every day, on with Stephen A. Smith, right? She's a prominent daytime personality on ESPN. And she thought she was making a really big point in calling out what she called the hypocrisy of hockey players being allowed to fight, but other athletes are not allowed to fight. And I'm not sure I understand what she's trying. I mean, I get what she's trying to do, because what she's trying to say is that when white guys are fighting, nobody makes noise, but if black guys were fighting, it would be a big deal.
No, I didn't pick up on that.
And because it's not okay to fight in the NBA. It's not okay to fight in the NFL. Major League Baseball is a mixed bag. It's, you know, it's international players, it's white players, it's not as many African American, but like, that's kind of the implication. Like, there's a standard that, well, okay, you know, that's fine for them, but if other leagues did it, it would be a big deal. And I feel like people on TV need to be more responsible. And this is for sports, this is for news, this is right. You need to be more responsible for what you say, because you're comparing apples to oranges, right? Whether you like fighting or not in hockey, it has been in the sport for more than 100 years. It is accepted and acknowledged by the league that runs the sport. Okay, this happens. Here's the penalty for it. You're going to go sit in the box for 5 minutes. If you do it too much, you're going to get 10 minutes. If you do it too much after that, you're going to get suspensions. But there are penalties in place that say this thing exists. We know it exists. This is how we're going to handle it. The other sports don't have that same plan. Fighting in the NBA is going to get you suspended. Fighting in the NFL is going to get you fined and suspended. Fighting in baseball gets you fined and suspended. But nobody regulates that other than the sports themselves. If the NBA wanted there to have fights, they could do it. They could just make it. They could do the same thing. Okay, you have to sit for 10 minutes as opposed to, you know, this becomes a really big deal. But what I can't take are false equivalencies. I can't say these two things are not the same, but we're going to act like they are. It doesn't mean that it's okay, right? I mean, like, you guys would agree that if somebody's position is they shouldn't fight in hockey, I think that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a valid position. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But comparing that to another sport and acting like there's some connecting factor, what's the connecting factor? Who decides that it's okay?
Is she getting backlash?
She got a lot, especially from hockey people who are like, what the hell are you even talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no regulating body that allows one sport to fight and another sport to not fight. Right. That's not happening at the government level. That's not happening in the legal system. It's each sport deciding for itself what's acceptable when you're in uniform and you're performing in that sport. And things that get like so, I've got a guy arguing with me about this on Twitter. He's like, "Well, if a fight broke out in the NBA, it would be a scandal." I'm like, "Yeah, because they're not allowed to do it, right?" It's just like in baseball, if the pitcher just ran up and tackled the hitter, that would be a pretty big deal, right? Not in football. It's a different sport with different rules and different norms and different expectations. So things that create buzz, that create controversy, would be things that go outside the norm. So if you have a pitcher in baseball that keeps hitting people in the head, it's going to be a big story because it's not accepted. It happens. We know it happens once in a while, but if the same guy does it over and over, that's going to be a story because it's outside the norm of what's expected. If you get cheap shots in football, guy picks up a quarterback and slams him on his head, that's going to get a lot of buzz because it's not accepted. It's not. It's outside the norm. And so much of what happens in sports, entertainment, politics, the people that are on TV, especially TV sports, TV news, feel like everything has to be made into a hot take and a big deal. When the reality is, it's just different sports with different rules. And if you don't like the rules in one, don't watch it.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.